friendship for when you're lonely and need people. This episode, once again, brought to you by the concept of friendship. Go out and make some friends today.
Find some friends. Making them is frowned upon. It's not very ethical.
I mean, you know, if you have a computer science degree and a couple of robot parts.
Or if you crochet, you just make yourself a ton of plushies, because that's what I do.
You know, a few black candles in the graveyard.
Mm. This podcast way to make brought to you by things to talk to your therapist about.
So, if you're just joining us, why? This is part two. Go listen to the first episode. But if you're too lazy to listen to part one, you're like, oh, pick it up on the way. We are playing D12 Go, a fun little dice game you can get for yourself. We're all good fun little dice games are sold. You're fighting some sorcerers. You're secret agents. Well, you're heroes for hire in a secret agent government facility sites. One of you is a clown and the other one's a ninja. One of you is an alien and one of you is made of goo. I think that's all the pertinent information, except one of you is called Lemon Meringue, and one of you is called Luna Looperbouts, which you'll find out who is who and what is what as we play. We're ready.
Are we? Are we ever actually ready?
No. I'm asking, do you have your dice?
I do.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good.
I have lots of them.
Are you going to be rolling a different dice for every roll this time?
Yes, and I will let you know when I run out of D12s to roll and have to start recycling them.
Ooh. All right, listeners, place your bets. Which D12 is going to roll the highest?
I guess it's going to roll a 12.
We shall find out. because you guys are level one, I'm going to implement a rule that was in some of the early playtesting, but I really, really like it. The rule doesn't really have a name, so I'm going to give it a name. I'm going to call it Going Full Secret Agent. This is where, before you've rolled any dice, you can decide one roll in the game that you will add a +7 to.
Ooh.
And you have to describe exactly how your abilities, you just being super special, awesome, how you ultimately succeed. Well, not succeed, it's just +7. But
what
how
are we calling it?
I'm going to call it Going Super Secret.
Okay.
But yeah, tell me before any dice are rolled that you're going to go super secret. We'll add the +7, then we'll roll and add the modifiers and see how high you can get it. Yeah, just because you guys are level one and I want to give you guys a little bit of a bonus just to make the game not so squishy. Played a few different variants of it. It often always ends up being a really, really fun. Especially when someone's just like, oh, this is important, I'm going to just go all out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we used this once in a game to get like a 42. It was amazing. But that was also very high level play and just very, very cool.
I was going to say, 42 and we rolling 12s? Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. Like, I think we launched a guy into space. It was great. So you find yourself standing outside of a nondescript concrete building. Big and tall, lots of windows.
You're describing something that's nondescript.
Yes.
I love this game.
It is good.
Reality bends.
Yes. It's a building that you forget about it as you're looking at it. Like,
oh my gosh. Like white vans. Oh my god, it's the white vans of buildings.
Yeah, but this building's got like free candy written on the side and you get a good feeling about it.
Not suspicious at all.
Not at all. This is the building. You received a couple of days ago a card with a phone number on it and nothing else. You rang the phone number and then you can't find the card again. It was weird. The card just had the number on it. As soon as you rang the number, card is gone. Poof, vanished. Magic. You rang the number. The number told you this address. Now you're here. The doors swing open. What do you do?
I strike a defensive pose, expecting the worst to come launching out of the doors in front of us.
Okay, I guess that would be acrobatics.
I'm going to use my ninja flight on this as I fly agility. Into this a defensive... into a defensive pose. Agility, yes.
I'm looking for the free candy. The kids at the last party took it all, and I really need to restock my supplies.
Roll me a senses.
We're using a delightful handmade rose and gold dice for our first roll.
I'm also using a handmade dice made by the lovely Samsara.
This is also made by the lovely Samsara. Oh, wow. Oh, gosh, that's a beautiful dice. I'm so honored that all of the dice were rolling. I got an 8. Plus agility is 11, and if I add my ninja flight to it, then it will be a 13.
You strike a very intimidating pose.
Oh, absolutely.
I got a 1.
There's no candy.
You should use your 7 on it now.
I really want that candy.
I want candy.
Musical episode continues.
No, the super secret has to be declared before the roll.
Oh, that's true.
Yep. Yeah, there's no candy here. In fact, you look up and you thought there were the words free candy written on the building, and now they're not there. It's just a grey, nondescript building. You try to describe it and you can't. It's just too grey, too nondescript. The only description you could give of the building is undescribable. Doors are still open.
I think we should probably head inside.
I guess so. I'm still highly confused as to why we're here, but I mean, that's most of my life on this planet anyway, so why not?
We will strike in amidst the confusion and have the advantage.
Or we'll earn some coins from doing some tricks and, you know, not everyone has to be murdered in a gruesome and stealthy way.
How will I build my legend if I don't murder them all? Except for one.
You need one alive to tell the story, right?
Exactly. Maybe two, just in case one trips and hurts themselves and forgets what went on. Let's go in.
All right, heading on in.
You carefully.
Yep, you head inside. You find yourself in a reception area with plastic seating. There's a television in the corner playing infomercials. And there's a very bored-looking lady sitting behind a desk, just filing her nails.
Is the aircon on?
It's very loud and very distracting. Rattly old aircon.
Is it blowing cold air?
Warm air.
Warm air. We're in for a warm reception then.
I thought I was the clown a bit to make the jokes. All right, I'll go barreling up to a receptionist and go, "Hi, I was told to come here.
Are you here for the interviews?"
"I guess so."
Pick a number, take a seat.
You hear a whispering from one of the shrubs in the back of the reception area. "Can you grab an extra ticket for me, please?"
I sigh loudly and go, "All right, I need 2 numbers."
She hands you across numbers 1 and 2.
Cool.
I wish to select my seat now.
Okay. Give me... what would be a good seat selecting? Give me a brains roll. See how well you can figure out which is a good seat.
That's a natural 1. With brains, that's a 0.
What seat?
I am indecisive about my seat.
You decide to sit on the ground.
I cross my legs in the lotus position.
I remain standing so I don't ruin my outfit.
Okay.
I'll just practice making balloon swords. I feel like we may need swords for some reason.
While you were practicing the way of the balloon. I'm not going to finish that.
No.
Carry on, Waffles.
The infomercial is blaring something about clean your house with this new acidic spray. Lady seems very happy. She shines it on a surface and she scrubs, and then the rug that she was scrubbing with is gone and the surface starts bubbling away, and she's smiling at the camera and gives a big bloodied thumbs up as her hand starts disintegrating from the acid spray, but she seems very happy with it. Acid spray, buy yours now. At this, a hooded figure in a white lab coat comes into the room.
Flex. A hooded lab coat. Love it.
As someone who works in a lab, we do have them, but usually for like very, 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 very dangerous areas. So,
Yeah, this guy in a hooded lab coat.
Got to wear that PPE, people. It's very important. Keep yourself protected.
They come in, and you just hear a very muffled, would number five please come through, please? Would number five? And then he sort of looks at the piece of paper and then turns it the other way up. Would number two please like to come through? Would number two please like to come through?
Did you actually choose one of the tickets, or have I still got both tickets?
I don't know. But I never go number two unless I go number one as well.
I will turn to the person and go, yeah, so we're one and two, and we're kind of a duo.
They pull out another sheet of paper. Oh, my bad, I thought this was a seven. They sort of beckon you to come through.
All right. Let go of the balloon, put them back in my pocket, and head on through. Come on, Lemon.
I'll slop up to my feet. I have to remember that I'm just a jelly.
Yep.
Do you make the meringue? Like sounds as you move forward?
We probably shouldn't do that.
Probably not, for the sanity of our listeners.
Yeah, I should have ordered some KFC.
You follow the figure through. You see you're entering into a hallway with multiple just very nondescript doors. I could try to describe them to you, but you'd fall asleep at how boring these doors are. Down this hallway, until he comes to a slightly less boring door, but only because it's slightly ajar. And they push open the door, and inside is a quite cozy looking little office with another hooded figure in a lab coat sitting behind a desk on a typewriter trying to get the keys, but they have like the big thick rubber gloves on and he's sort of trying to mash the keys but they can't, and then they sort of rip a piece of paper and throw it, and you can see this big pile of paper as they're trying to write this thing, and they like very gently put another piece of paper in the typewriter and
may I offer a suggestion?
Oh yes. Take a seat. Yes. Hello, welcome.
Yes, do you have a pencil?
No, pencil, what's that? No.
Like a stick.
I've got a stick. Why would I want a stick?
Well, it's got a smaller area than your fingers. You could use that to type with.
I'm not seeing the connection here. Anyways, take a seat. Have a seat. What are you here? What are you in for?
I have no idea. I rang a number on a card. The card disappeared. They told me to come here.
Are you hiring
a clown?
Oh, you were the cards. Oh, cool. He opens up a desk. He pulls out a file. He opens the file. He grabs a pen just from his desk. Ticks a thing, puts the pen back. There's a cat stuck up a tree. We want you to save it.
You brought us here for that.
Right, so it's a very important cat.
You got a clown and a ninja to save a cat. That sounds like fireman work.
What's a fire? Why would we light a... Well, a person on fire would not be very good at the cat and the tree test.
No, but the cat would get out of the tree if it was set on fire very quickly.
We want the cat to be alive. That's kind of...
Are we doing this for an audience? Am I entertaining a bunch of children to get this cat down?
Would that help you? Do you want us to get some children?
I really don't like dealing with them at all.
Oh, all right.
Alive
no children,
and unharmed?
Yeah.
Or...
We would prefer the cat unharmed, if that would...
Well, I guess.
You're going to save the cat?
Why, though?
Because it's stuck in a tree.
I need to cover bus fare to get back home, so yes, I will save your cat.
I need to restock the candy from the last party that the kids demolished, so...
So you want payment in candy and you want payment in buses. We can do that. Yes, cool. Yep. Cat and tree to be saved for candies and buses.
If we're getting an option of a vehicle or candy, can I change mine to a vehicle? I wouldn't mind being paid by a vehicle.
Oh, do you want the vehicle made of candy? We can do that if you would like.
Luna just sits there for a minute contemplating how badly a candy car would get destroyed, and also if this would put her on the police radar.
Wouldn't it be one of those little jet planes? I always thought they looked like noses, personally.
If we do this, how about you just pay us with the human currency and we'll organise our own basket?
We aren't allowed to take humans as payment anymore.
I mean...
it's in the new charter.
Human currency.
Unless you haven't signed the... Have you signed the new charter yet?
Just don't worry about the paperwork.
Oh my god. You know how much trouble we're going to get in if we take humans as payment.
I said human currency, not the money
Humans
system.
Aren't currency, they're people. We're being told that in our sensitivity training class. They may seem very barbaric and silly, but...
look, I'm the one that has to deal with the little humans all day. Have you ever had to deal with those little ones? They're so... and you give them the sugar and... ugh.
A darkness covers over my face. I've had to deal with the little ones before.
Cool. So about that cat.
Oh, yes.
Yep. If you just follow my associates, they will show you to the cat tree.
Very well.
Yep, the first hooded figure that was just waiting outside the room leads you down the hallway again. Hallway goes, turns to the left. There's another set of large double doors at the end of this hallway. They automatically open as you approach. And outside, you can see a little outdoor gardenette with a large tree growing in the middle. There's a few flowers and shrubs. It's quite nice. Birds chirping, butterflies going, and you hear this.
How high up in the tree is this cat?
Probably about 5-6 meters off the ground.
Okay. Ideas?
I could throw something with precision to break the branch that the cat is on, and then we could catch the cat. Although I do hear that they land on their feet. We could test that theory.
Although they do want the cat unharmed. And if the cat falls and doesn't land on their feet, you may not get your bus fare.
Associates, does the cat have a name?
We've just been referring to it as Feline 1.
May I rename Feline 1 as Unharmed? Because then if we retrieve the cat, it will be unharmed.
You sort of see them sort of bring their finger up to their ear. I also want to rename the cat Unharmed with that. No, that is outside the parameters. The cat must not have come to any physical harm. You can name the cat whatever you want.
But not emotional harm. Understood.
We find it very difficult to ascertain the emotional well-being of the cat while it's in the tree. We've sent a counsellor to talk to the cat. Unfortunately, the cat seems unresponsive.
Can I look for the counsellor in the tree?
Roll me a senses.
Is the counsellor another cat?
6 plus 2 for senses, an 8. 8,
that is a questionable success. You see... there is this elderly-looking German man lying down in the tree, sort of rocking gently back and forth, just muttering something about how he never knew his father. But you're not quite sure if this was the counselor or not.
And they want us to rescue the cat, not the person who's also stuck in the tree. Understood. Okay. I mean, I have a squirty flower. We could always... use some water to see if we can get it moving, if you can get up there.
I wonder if you could squirt with enough velocity that you will shoot me into the tree.
We can try it, why not?
And take advantage of my amorphous form.
Use it as a springboard.
Alright. This would be a bond roll from Lemon Meringue to see how well you can actually fit inside the flower. And then Luna, I will get you to roll me a precision to see how well your flower actually fires into the tree.
Perfect.
I'm undecided whether I can add my ninja might as I force myself into this tight container or my ninja flight as I'm about to.
I will allow either one.
It's the same number added on either way.
Just however you want to flavor
it. This is from a starter edition of the other game. That is a 9 minus 2 plus 2, so that is a 9.
A 9 is a success. You managed to
squeeze into the little
thing. To squeeze into the flower.
Because they have like a little tank underneath where you put the liquid that hides. So if it's okay, I'm going to add my jokes to my precision because this is obviously one of my jokes. So that gives me a plus two for jokes. I have nothing on precision. So that was a two plus two. Just don't get enough force behind it to squish you out far enough.
You squeeze, but then all this talk of fathers and not knowing fathers got you thinking about your own parentage and how actually you didn't really feel all that, you know, when you said you wanted to become a clown lawyer and they all laughed at you, you know, you're not quite sure whether they were laughing at you because you were a clown or whether they were laughing at you because they didn't think you were smart enough to become a lawyer. It was this whole big mess of stuff going through your head. And you aim the flower right into the trunk of the tree.
It does that thing where the flower, like, droops.
Yeah. And Lemon Meringue, you just get fired, not up into the tree, but just out into the tree. And you're going to take a negative three to your next roll, as you are a bit dazed and confused from being launched into a trunk.
I'm questioning everything. Why? Why couldn't they just be supportive of my dreams? Instead of having to deal with this.
If you want to resolve this, you could roll a bond and see if you can...
Yes, Luna Loopabout, you come from a proud line of clowns with a long tradition of things.
So I rolled a 12. And that's got a plus three, so that's a 15 on my bond.
You're pondering this and muttering, and then the little German man sort of half leaps, half falls out of the tree, and it's just like, guten Tag, I hear you're having identity issues. My name is Simon Fraud, and I'm here to talk about what it is that you want out of life. I see that you are already in this place, which is a success. A lot of people do not know. Did you get the little card with the number that disappeared as well? It was very strange, very odd. But I believe in you. You have this whole clown thing going on. Very, very good. Very well. Very funny. Haha. Oh, you're absolutely hilarious. I know. But you've made me feel better about myself, which is what clowns are meant to do. So you should feel good about yourself for making me feel good about yourself. I hope that makes you feel better about yourself.
No, not really, because I never wanted to be a clown. I just am a clown. This is the problem. Why do people not understand? I am more than just a clown.
Of course you are more than a clown.
No, go to this party. Deal with these kids. Make balloon animals. Throw some tricks around.
I do not see any children here now. This is not a party. There is a cat stuck in a tree. This is very, very stubborn and refuses to look inward into itself and its own issues. It is making it everybody else's issues. It's a very stubborn cat, I would say. Very much, not a good cat. I did not like that cat at all. And I'm meant to like everybody. I'm a counselor, after all. But you are obviously not at a children's party. Now, of course, there is more to you than just children's parties and japes and laughing and the balloon animals and all of that stuff. You are a very complicated, nuanced, looks at you as a bit confused person.
Appropriate.
Simon, Simon, did you try letting the cat talk at any point during your tirade?
Nine, why would I do that? Why would I let the kitty cat talk? It is this kitty cat. All it would say is meow, meow, meow. In fact, I'm not even quite sure why they asked me to go up there and talk to this cat in the first place. I'm not even sure, even if the cat could communicate, what it would communicate. I'm talking to it and it meowed and hissed at me and it scratched.
Associates and ignore Simon as being largely unhelpful.
You you see one of the hooded figures in a lab coat sort of gently sort of come up and sort of direct Simon Fraud out of the area, and he's talking about, and of course you are very mysterious, hiding behind you. What are you hiding from? Is it perhaps that you are hiding yourself away from the world? In fact, do not think the world would accept you? Or is it perhaps that you are hiding the world from the real you? There's a lot of complicated, and they're walking out the door sort of closed behind them.
I will turn to Lemon and be like, so maybe since you're more nimble than me, you could make your way up into the tree and actually talk to the cat?
I wanted to just check with the associates first. Could I, before I go out on a limb, could I please have a shallow bowl with some form of lactate in it?
Roll me a bond
feline
roll.
Feline one, a bond roll?
You're trying to get them to give you something.
That is a 6 minus a 2. That is a 4. Minus a 3, that is a 1.
Once again, they sort of bring their hands up to the side of their heads. You know, they're listening, like, yeah, want a bowl, creamy liquid. Uh-huh, right, mm-hmm. You hear a whirring, a mechanical whirring sound. And then, as you're now covered in cream that just fell out of the ceiling.
No, oh, that is less than what I wanted.
And then there's a
my
clashing
was...
as a bowl goes as it also fell out.
I have another idea that we could try if you want.
My ideas were the saucer or the going out onto the limb.
Before you do that, I will start pulling out random things from my pocket. So I will pull out like...
Oh, wait, can I take that handkerchief? And I'll start pulling the handkerchief to clean myself.
Yeah. Leave me some. I thought maybe we might need to make an emergency net, but it does go on for several meters, so you should be all right. I will pull out...
Where did these even come from?
Oh, don't ask. Extra-dimensional pockets. It blows their minds. I will pull out what looks like a normal magician's wand, and then I'll just slap it, and it will extend out into a pole. And I'll untie one of those handkerchiefs and go, excuse me for a minute. And then tie it on the end, and then I'll take one of my balloons and I will quickly make a balloon animal that's shaped like a mouse and basically make myself a fishing pole with a mouse hanging on the end. Idea to try and tempt the cat to come down.
Yeah. Roll me either a brains or a precision to see how well you can actually pull this off.
I will do brains because I get a plus one. May I also add my balloon animals since it's...
Of course.
Yay. It makes it a plus four. And that is a 9, so math 13.
Yep. You exactly as you describe it. You make this little fishing pole with a mouse at the end of it, and
here, kitty.
Roll me a bond. See if the cat responds.
Ha! I rolled so I have a d12 that tends to roll really well, and it rolled a natural 12 again. So that is with my bond of 15 again.
Nice.
And it is the lovely Samsara dice. So, yeah. It either rolls really well or really bad. I love the chaos.
Yeah.
You are playing, playing with the pole, bouncing it around.
Suddenly
you feel a tug at the pole as little claws sink into the balloon. Poof! And it pops. And...
Quick lemon, cat.
You saw a cat. Yeah, you saw a cat playing with it, and then as soon as its claws come out and pop the balloon animal, there's also a pop, and the cat is also just vanished, and you hear this row from up in the tree.
The cat is now invisible.
No, it's back in the tree. I think this cat can phase shift thing. That's going to make it harder to catch.
It is. Well, that was my great idea, so I guess it's time to climb a tree?
Yes, I would like to take a running start up this tree and leap nimbly from branch to branch until I reach the bough that the kitty is on.
Give me an agility.
This will be with my ninja flight.
Cool,
my arms
tricks
trail out behind me. We're rolling a lovely red and white dice this time. It's not very lovely. That's a total of 8.
A questionable success. You manage to get halfway up the tree, but as the branches thin out, you realize that your mass is a lot more significant than the mass of feline one. And where the branches can support its weight, you go to step out on one and it suddenly starts to lurch and bow forward and you're like, oh, yep, these, I might be a bit too big for these branches. You're about a meter away from the cap.
I have an idea. I really don't want to resort to this, but Lemon, if you want me to, I can try something.
That sounds like it's going to adversely affect my safety.
Not really.
No clowning around now.
I will step up and I'm going to actually use my going secret, super secret role on this one. Because after with kids at parties, I have an ability to just be over it. Because if you've ever been to a kid's party, they're chaotic hell on earth, especially when they're hyped up on sugar. And if you are an entertainer who does kids' parties, you learn an ability to just shut down and go, basically, shut the F up and listen. And basically, I kind of want to just bully this cat and go, all right, feline one, I have had enough of this. You are going to take yourself and you are going to move to my friend's Lemon, and we are going to get you out of this tree. No more playing around.
Give me a bond.
Cool. I would also like to add my entertaining prisms.
Of course.
Cool. So that means with the 7 plus the 3 plus the 2, I already get a plus 12.
Yep. Let's see how high we can get this thing.
It's another 12!
Yeah, on a 24.
On a 24.
Lemon Meringue. You're not sure whether it was your friend berating the cat or whether it was that little bit of cream that you still had stuck behind your ear that you couldn't reach. But there is now a cat on your shoulder licking behind your ear.
I'm into it. I will descend the tree carefully.
Give me an agility.
Beautiful purple and green dice. It's not very beautiful. It's a 7 total.
Oh god.
Questionable success. You're climbing down.
It tickles.
Yeah, you're climbing down. The cat distracts you. You accidentally step onto a branch that you're less, you know, less than certain of. The branch just completely snaps from under you and you just fall into a heap on the ground. And you hear this boop as there is now the cat back at the top of the tree.
Damn it. I mean, at this point, we could just cut the tree down. Can we cut the tree down? Turn to the associates. You said we couldn't harm the cat. Can we harm the tree?
We shouldn't have asked them. We should have just done it.
Yeah. They look at you and it's just like, we didn't specify anything in the brief about the physical condition of the tree.
Perfect.
As long as you can get rid of the tree without harming the cat physically.
Pull out one of my balloons, turn it into a balloon axe, and through some sort of alien magic, conform it into a real axe, and I will just start hacking at the tree because I'm over this and I want that cat down.
I always run magic as a brains check, cool. So let's see how well you can actually magic this axe.
Perfect. Am I adding my balloon animals?
See, this is technicality.
Yeah.
As an axe is not an animal. I would say no.
I should have seen balloon creations. That's okay. I'll just do it with a 1 plus 1 for my brains. And that's a 10. It's not bad.
Yeah, you magic this balloon axe into a sturdy, solid real axe. It'll be a brawn to try to hit the tree.
Perfect. See what you've made us resort to, kitty? You should have just calmed down. So with a negative 1, that's a 5.
Actually, I'm going to roll for this. Oh, yeah, that's good. You are too used to being a clown and not doing things seriously that you forget to hold on to the axe as you swing it.
Sounds about right.
And as you're coming down to the zenith of the swing, you just let the axe slip out of your hands and it just flies through the air. And luckily, missing all of the associates, embeds itself into the wall, and then you just hear this shriek as it deflates.
Don't let that knock the wind out of your sails. We'll get it.